Hear me? Am I good?
All right. Turn your Bibles to Genesis 37. Genesis 37, verse 1 through 8 says, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father the evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you this day. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach, Lord, and I pray that I only say the words that you would have me to say, Lord, and I pray that I would just listen to you, Lord, and let your words come through me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Obviously, Joseph is a familiar passage to all of you, I'm sure. Joseph got a coat of many colors from his father, and his brothers were mad at him because, like, say my dad got me new basketball shoes, new basketball, but he didn't get anything for Austin. I don't think Austin liked that very much. And so his brothers, they didn't like him anyways. And then when he told them this dream, saying that they would all bow down to him, they hated him even more. And so his father sent him to find his brothers. They were feeding the sheep. And he found them, and they were going to kill him. But Reuben, their older brother, he said, "No, let's not kill him. Let's just put him in this pit over here." So they threw him in the pit. And when Reuben was gone, they sold him to some merchants passing through. And they took his coat of many colors, and they covered it in blood, and they told his father that a wild beast had devoured him. So his father thought that he was dead. And he ended up in Potiphar's house. And he works well at Potiphar's house, and he becomes the head servant of the house. And he's doing well, working well. And in Genesis 39, 7 through 14, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, Lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is it with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me, because thou art his wife, and then can I do this great thing, this great wickedness and sin against God. And it came to pass as he spake, as she spake to Joseph that day, and he hearkened not unto her, or to lie by her, or to be with her. And it came to pass about this same time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment out in her hand, and fled, and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He hath came in to lie with me, and I cry with a loud voice." Here, through the temptations of your life, which obviously I don't know the temptations because I'm 14, you guys are all adults. I don't know what you go through in your day-to-day life, but in all the temptations that you go through, would you be able to stand up against sin and say, I'm not going to do this, and have faith in God? After all that he's gone through, being hated by his brothers, being thrown into a pit, sold to merchants, after all of that, he still kept faith in God and was still able to withstand against sin. Yeah. And so he goes to prison, and he's a good prisoner, and he finds favor with the warden of the prison, and he interprets dreams for the baker and the butler in Genesis 41 through 8. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh was wroth with two of his officers, the chief of the butlers against the chief, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, under the priests, under the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream, in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, and the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came and unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked for his officers what that were with him in the ward of the Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" And they said unto him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? And tell me them, I pray you." So here the baker's dream, he ends up being put to death by the king, and the butler serves the king. And he, after all this that Joseph did for them, he told Joseph that he would tell the king right away what he had done for them. But he ends up forgetting about Joseph for 2 years until the Pharaoh dreams a dream, and he tries to go to all his witch doctors and everything to try to see if they know what the dream means. And then the butler, he remembers Joseph, and he tells the king about him. And so in Genesis 41, 8 through 16, it says, "And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, and there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. And then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant, and put him in the ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, a Hebrew, a servant to the captain of the guard. We told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. He restored into mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his garment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard of thee say, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. In this, after all that he went through, going to prison, and he still gives God the glory. He didn't say, "Yeah, look at me. I can interpret dreams. I'm great." He said, "God gave me this ability. You don't talk to me. Talk to God, and God is the one that will give you your answer." And He interprets Pharaoh's dreams, and in Pharaoh's dream, there are 7 years of plenty, and then there's 7 years of famine. And so Joseph is made second in all of Egypt. And during the 7 years of plenty, God gave him the wisdom to store up food so that they wouldn't be desolate during the 7 years of famine. So during the 7 years of famine, his brothers, Canaan was in famine too, so their brothers, his father sent their brothers to get some food, go to Egypt and get food. So when they come, after he sends them back a few times, he reveals to them that it's their brother. And he forgives them, and after all that they did to him, putting him in the pit, selling him to merchants, and making their father believe that he was dead, he still forgave them, and God still gave him that forgiveness. And would we have the patience and the faith through all that he went through, being sold, going to prison, patience waiting in prison for 2 years until the butler remembered him, and for forgiveness of his brothers? Would we be able to do that? I just want to challenge you and think about that. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you this day. I pray that you would help Austin and Colton both as they are about to preach, Lord, and I pray pray that I said everything that you would have had me to say, Lord, and I pray that you would just help them both. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.